Hi, the question for Tanja Lewis, TANZALEWIS, date of birth 6/17/1986, date of accident is 6/1/2025, date of service is 9/24/2025. She was last seen on 8/20/2025. Currently, she's suffering from various symptoms related to LSD and accident that happened on 6/1/2025, where she was a restrained front seat passenger and their car was rear-ended. The impact is as follows. The patient has pain in the neck area, lower back area. Neck pain is around 2 or 3. Upper back pain, mid back pain is 2 or 3, while lower back pain is 8. There is some radiation of pain to the left buttock, which is almost 9, more like a pain, but it ends at the crease of the buttock. She also has a pain in the right shoulder, 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, and she can only do 90 degrees of abduction and forward flexion so far. Her left leg gives out as the left leg feels weak, and there are no obvious fall, no ER visits, and no inpatient so far. Her lawyer, Mr. Khurana, law firm, is sending her to an orthopedic consultation to their own orthopedic surgeon, and she wants some injection to the right shoulders at this time. Patient reports of moderate headaches, which are off and on, not associated with any TBI symptoms. Overall, the pain is 10. ADLs are affected 10. This visit is for 9/29. This visit was actually dictated for 9/24/25 before. So let's discuss the visit of 9/29. So the history is the same, that the patient has pain in the lower back, which is 9 at this time, and right shoulder is 9. Range of shoulder pain is around 100 degrees in abduction, and the lower back pain is shooting to the left buttock. Some motor weakness is reported on the left leg. Headaches are minimal, 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, and no other issues, no neck pain is reported. So overall pain is 10, ADLs are affected 10. The patient reports 30% improvement with all the therapy treatments. Kindly review the records for the ADLs for this visit, 9/29/2025, and system review, substance abuse, and compliance history. Physical examination will remain the same as previous visit of 9/24/2025, dictation number 0924-038. The blood pressure is 131 over 82, pulse 65, pulse ox is 99%. And the rest of the exam is the same. The plan is to provide the medications as follows. Mobix 7.5 milligram one pill a day with food, and Protonix 20 milligram for anti-inflammatory effect. Mobix is for anti-inflammatory effect. Protonix is for stomach protection. The Tylenol with codeine, number 4, is provided for pain relief, 60 tablets, one pill, 2 times a day. Aleve 50 mg at night for GAD disorder, anxiety, panic, pain. Lunesta, 1 mg, is provided at night for sleep. Lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. She also has been given Xanax 0.5 mg PRN for headache, for anxiety-related, panic-related issues. In addition, patients provide a Neurontin 600 milligram to help with the radiculopathy pain. And physical therapy was ordered 3 times a week to the affected area, especially the lower back and the left shoulder. The right shoulder. And disability continues, which is off work Oswald replacement and transportation? Thank you. The patient had got an injection to the right shoulder intra-articular and inferior rotator cuffs. She reports significant relief. End of dictation. Thank you.